can keep in mind, everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, January 29th, episode 122. And hello, my queen, so full of grace, with a shining smile that lights this place. Your laughter feels like love's embrace.
Oh my gosh.
I had to take a new tact with this thing.
That was ChatGPT.
That was actually DeepSeek.
Oh. Hello, my love.
Hello, darling.
Try.
Let's
you can't
cheers.
Get
Let's
cheers. Past
nah.
me. Wait a minute.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, close enough. Okay. Have a sip of this. You know what it is. You're gonna love it.
You opened up another bottle?
No, this is the one from last night.
Oh, okay.
But I love that people can hear your true identity. This is, by the way,
babe,
this is how I live.
Babe, this
you
is...
You opened up another bottle!
Here's how I live.
Yeah.
I do not open up another tube of toothpaste until it's completely gone.
I know. And this, as you can see, is completely empty. I just brought it in. Because we
this
are drinking...
This wine is so
I know.
Good.
It's good. It's good.
And we're blowing through it.
I think we have only one more bottle of this.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, of the no, what? No, we had six.
Yeah,
then
we had six.
No, then we have three.
That's
more.
Our third.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the Castello di Verrazzano, which we had sent over from Italy. The Chianti Classico Reserva. 2020. Now,
that
this was
that was
the cheap bottle.
Yes, that was the less expensive one. It was by no means cheap, but it was less expensive than the other one that we bought.
Well worth it, though. And just love that this is the guy who discovered the Hudson Bay.
Yeah, how about that?
And the Verrazzano Bridge is named after him. And as I think we've discussed on the show, didn't end well for him.
Right, he got eaten.
He got eaten by cannibals in the Bahamas.
Yes.
So, all right, sorry, bro. He looks kind of tasty on the label there.
Well, sure I wouldn't eat him.
There you go. There it is.
No, it's very, very good.
Oh, baby, how are you doing?
We just got back from the discipleship class, and our whole mind, body, spirit is spinning.
Yes.
It's on. Pastor Brian was on fire.
Because basically we have to come in here and we have to spread the gospel and the good news of God and Jesus to everybody.
That's what we do.
Right through these wires, right through your into your headphones from our microphones.
So it leads me to our lunch that we had today with a friend of ours.
Yes.
And I'm not going to mention his name, but if he's listening to our show, he will know.
Yes.
And he was talking about what an inspiration you are through your talents. And all glory to God. You always say that. You
yes.
know, it's all.
Well, he said that too. He said, you'd
yes.
be given a gift.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he was talking about how.
But he also said that about both of us in this show,
yes.
quite honestly.
Yes.
Because he also listens to our show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he also commented about how he's a faithful person. And
he is.
But how he compartmentalizes his faith. How, because some of the people that he works
in
with in his yeah. industry, he cannot profess his faith. And what I said to him was the way that we get stronger in our faith is we're in his word every
day. Morning, every single day.
And I was
day.
Talking about how I was struggling with something this morning and mm-hmm. God was leading me to the right scripture. And I kept reading the scriptures to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was telling him how we're just in his word. And the more that you're poured with his wisdom and the knowledge, the more that it leaks out, and that's who you become. And I told him how good God has been to us and how mm-hmm. it's been so remarkable for our marriage. And I could see God touching him. I saw it because
beautiful.
I saw the emotion in his eyes
mm-hmm.
and I could feel it. I could see it touched him. And so yeah. in the class tonight, I'm like, yeah, we're doing that.
Yeah.
We did it at lunch.
Well, the thing is, you know, I guess when I think about it, when I came out, so to speak, on Rogan, I had a lot to lose.
You and I was fearful. Remember, I was afraid. Or a scared. I was a scared.
You were very a scared.
I was a scared.
I was not a scared. And we're now 2 years later. And it has only been positive.
Yes.
I mean, it is. And it's not like I've lost half of my audience.
No. You gained more, if anything.
In fact, I think I've, you know, there's more people who have been sparked to rekindle their faith or be more bold about it. And just look around, look at what's happening everywhere. I mean, everywhere people are professing the gospel, talking about Jesus being their Lord and Savior everywhere.
Yes.
And the more of that, the better.
Well,
that is the Great Commission. You know, this is what we're supposed to do.
Yes. And then going back to the lunch with Mark, I mean, our primary life purpose in Christ is to share our faith. And we do that by how we live.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting because Craig and Calvin came in last week and we had dinner with them
Craig,
last Thursday.
Who does our art every single week. Yes.
And Craig has said that. Oh, wait, let me go back to what Mark said.
By the way, Craig also did all of our artwork, the pictures for Curry and the Keeper. Yes, so I just want to give him props, you know. And, and he is for hire.
Yeah, true. Let me go back to Mark real quick, because Mark said, when you guys first said you were moving to Fredericksburg, he said, I was like, why? Like, what?
What did he say? He thought we would, within 2 years, we'd be living in
where did he say? Fort Lauderdale.
I don't know about Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, shoot. I said his name, Mark. Oh, well, that's
right. Okay.
We said, my God brought us here. God planted that seed. And look at how much our life has been so enriched. It's been so phenomenal. But what I wanted to say about Craig was that Craig, he had said that he had prayed for you for 10 years.
For a decade. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And, well, what I liked what he said, I always knew that you would come to faith because you're too smart.
Mm.
And I like saying that to people. Like
he said that?
Yeah.
I didn't hear him say that.
Yeah. Well, he said that to me somewhere along the line.
Yes.
He said, I always knew. He said, because you're intelligent. You're too smart. You would have figured it out. You figured it out. And God, of course, does. He helps us figure it out. What a journey. And I'll add right on to that, happy anniversary, because by the time they hear this, it'll be the 30th.
Oh, yes, tomorrow.
To our wonderful friends and spiritual family, Dr. Ken and Sammy, who were here last night.
Yes.
Who, by the way, we polished off one of those bottles, I think. Or no, this one, almost all of it.
Yes.
Just Dr. Ken and I.
Yes. Yeah. No, he didn't have too much because he had to drive.
He had a glass and a half.
Yeah.
We had gotten a word to invite them over. Now, we've had dinner at their house, so it was time anyway.
They're lovely, lovely people,
because
too.
They've been married for 60 years as of the 30th. And we had read, I think we discussed that. We discussed the devotional, the couple's devotional that we read.
Yes, we talked about how they said to seek counsel from an older couple on why their marriage has been so successful. And the first people we thought of was
them, of course.
Dr. Ken and Sammy. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Two Texas kids fell in love when they were young and have been married ever since and have wonderful family and extended family.
And they're always so affectionate and loving towards each other. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. And they're just, I mean, we see them every Sunday in church and you can just tell you wouldn't be able to tell their age. You just can't even tell their age. If you said to me, they're 65, 70, I believe it. It doesn't even matter. The fact they've been married for 60 years.
I know.
And so we had a wonderful dinner and you made a fantastic roast.
It turned out fabulous.
It really turned out great. And, and of course, Sammy really wanted to meet Phoebe. That was one of the main things. Like, we're coming to your house. We're not going to a restaurant. I want to meet Phoebe.
Yeah. Phoebe's as big as Sammy.
Pretty much.
Yes. Yeah.
And Phoebe, of course, was super adorable.
She was the perfect dog.
Yep. And
laid
everyone's feet under the table during the whole dinner. And then we sat down in front of the fireplace and then we asked the question. And what was the answer? We told her about that we were doing our devotional.
We do this couple devotional every day. And this is the book that Randall sent us. And I said, one of the devotionals talked about seeking counsel from another couple who've been married for a long time on what makes their marriage work, what makes it successful.
Mm-hmm.
And Sammy said, well, you're doing it. You're doing it because you're doing a devotional together. You put your God is in the center of your marriage.
And then Dr. Ken did add to it. He said, and always important, she's always right.
Yes.
I said, there you go. Then we have all bases covered.
Yes.
Except on the show.
No, it was a lovely, it was a lovely,
that was
lovely
fantastic
evening.
It really was.
Yeah.
So you might as well, while we're congratulating people,
yes,
say happy birthday to my brother, Pastor Jimmy,
yes,
who celebrates on the 30th, and we'll be
tomorrow.
Having dinner with him tomorrow night.
You don't have like a happy birthday jingle? No? You're not Johnny at the rat hole.
Well,
you're not prepared.
Happy. I don't know if I have anything. I mean, happy birthday.
Oh, well, forget it now. It's falling flat. But yes.
Happy birthday. There you go. I do have something, but yes.
Yes. So, yes. And tomorrow we're going to celebrate with him. But you know what? January 30th, very important date because that was my mom's and dad's wedding anniversary, too. Mm-hmm. They would have been married 65 years.
Wow.
If my dad was still alive. And Pastor Jimmy's birthday, Dr. Ken and Sammy's anniversary, lots falling on January 3rd. I loved how Pastor Brian had everybody pray for Jimmy tonight.
Yes, that was great.
That was so cool.
Yeah. We laid hands on him. Yes. Everyone else was extending their hands. Yeah.
Yeah, we sit right next to him, so we got to actually lay our hands on
We're front row people.
Yeah, we've got, yes.
we're those people in the front row.
You know, so Pastor Jimmy and Annette have the reserved seat covers. I'm like, I think we need to have a couple too.
It's almost like the covers you see in first class in an airplane, where they have those covers
and
over
it
the
says
seat.
Reserve.
First class reserve. Yes.
I'm like, we need our own reserved for the curry.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding.
So yeah. Oh man. It's been a fabulous week so far.
Let's talk about your brisket.
Oh, my brisket.
Brisket. Yes.
Was that, when was the brisket?
That was last Friday.
Oh, you're
we
right.
Had,
it was Friday.
Pastor Jimmy and Annette over, and we're like, okay, Adam's going to smoke a brisket. He's never
first
done this
ever,
before.
First brisket ever.
Never did it. We're not sure what we're doing. And you did do something wrong, though.
I did?
Yes. You did not cut it in the right direction.
I didn't realize that, actually. Yeah. We realized that later, because it was kind of a square brisket. The way I cut it,
looked, against the grain,
right? It looked like I was cutting it the right way, but Damonette was so busy stealing pieces that I was cutting that
you know that we're family when she's just like, mop right from the plate. I love it.
Because where was that? Where was that picture?
Pastor Jimmy took it, and I posted it in the newsletter.
You can
see your hand.
Because someone said, "Who's that stealing the smoke ring?"
Oh, really? Somebody said that?
I think Baron Scott. I think.
Oh, did he?
Who's No, that was Craig, actually. Who's that stealing the smoke ring? I said, that's Damonette.
Yeah. I love, though, that she's so comfortable enough that she does their family.
I got distracted. But yes, this was on my Pit Boss.
Yes. And the best birthday gift ever.
It's totally excellent rub that you did.
It was nothing. It was yellow mustard and salt and pepper. And that was generous. I was very generous.
And this was the brisket that came from Schneider Farms, right here, right down the road, which we love extra that it's local.
And the brisket was $13.75.
10 pounds.
10
so
pounds.
Perfect. Yes. I mean, you go anywhere, you're going to pay.
We ate off of it for 3 days. It was so much.
With my teeth, I'm still enjoying it. I went to have my teeth cleaned.
Yeah.
And Maverick
came in. He pulled out brisket?
No, Maverick came in. He says, how's it going? I said, it's great, you know, except when I eat, I basically have hamburger that I take with me all day. It's fantastic. And they know, you know, they're laughing. Aww. But anyway, it was fantastic. I just followed the directions, really. But
didn't you set an alarm on your phone?
I had an alarm on my phone for the timer. I was walking out, checking the internal temperature.
Walk us through the process.
At 9 o'clock, it all went in at 220 degrees.
I put the rub on.
You put the rub on. I had the probe inserted all the way in, one probe. And so after an hour and a half.
Do you have it on the top or the side?
Right in the middle. You got to put it.
Oh, right at the top in the middle?
No. You go from the side.
Go, you go sideways.
As far away. Yeah. You want in the middle of the side so you get the real internal temperature.
Oh, okay. Okay.
As neutral as possible.
Okay.
Because too low, it'll get, you know.
Don't you
skewed.
Love having those probes? You don't ever have to use a meat thermometer anymore, do you?
Well.
Oh, with burgers you do.
The meat thermometer is usually, whenever something gets about 120, I pull the probes out and then a manual.
Okay.
Then I'm going.
Then you're manual.
I'm manual.
You're such a pro,
I'm
babe.
Flashlight and thermometer. Like, okay, let me see what's going on here.
You're such a pro.
Now, how did you like that filet tonight?
Have perfected grilling.
So after an hour, because I had a show at 12:30.
Right.
So I knew that, you know, it was supposed to be around 3 hours, depending on the size of the brisket. So I've never done this. At about an hour and a half, it was up to about 80 degrees, and it had to go to 160 before I had to wrap it in the butcher paper. So
you took it. Did you take the butcher paper outside? Because I wasn't home.
Took the butcher paper outside and literally lifted up, because I had the gloves on, lifted up the brisket and wrapped it right there on top of the grill. So there was no splatter or splash.
Did you research how you should wrap it?
Well, they told me how to do it.
But who's they?
The instructions people.
Oh, okay.
The website. The Pit Boss website told me. They told me. Thank you, Pit Boss people.
Okay. I didn't even know that that's what you use butcher paper for. So,
But it had gone a little faster. So by the time it was 160, it was you know, a little under 3 hours. Like, okay, so then I turned it down to 210 because it had to get up to 192. And I knew that it would take a couple hours, but it would never get over 100, over 200 within the 12:30 to 2 o'clock time period that I had where I was doing the show with Dave on podcasting, Friday.
Yeah.
So that actually turned out well, because when I walked out after the show around 2:30, it was at 188, which gave me enough time to walk Phoebe for half an hour, came back in, then perfect. We got an old towel and then wrapped up the brisket in the butcher paper in a towel, put it into the wonderful Yeti cooler bag that the oil baron gave me.
Yes.
Gave us, actually. Yeah. And so, of course, it keeps cool, but in this case, it keeps warm. And so it rested for about 2 hours until Pastor Jimmy and Annette came, and it was good to go. The only thing was the incorrect cut, which was done with the sword that I gave Pastor Jimmy for his birthday last year.
Yes.
Hey, man, can you bring that sword over? Which is this beautiful,
long... Well, it's a brisket knife. It's a brisket knife. Yeah.
So he came in, you know, all proud, like, I got my knife. I got my sword here. And
it was phenomenal.
It was good. It was really moist. It was, and I'm ready to do another one.
Yeah. And we have three more in the freezer.
Three or two?
I have three. I have two more from Schneider and one from K&C.
Fantastic.
The one from K&C is 13 pounds. So, okay. Well, I really want to take one of them, though, and I want to cut it in half, because remember I made the barbecue brisket in the crock pot, and that turned out, oh my gosh, that was
very
so good.
Yeah.
Okay. But well, congratulations on your first brisket.
Thank you.
I'm
quite chuffed.
You got the filet mignons down. You got the burgers down. You got the brisket down. What's next?
I don't know.
I think
a whole hog. Put a whole hog on that thing. A whole hog on that thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was Friday.
That was great. That was a fantastic experience. I'm so pleased that it turned out so well. And but it's really the timing of it all. You just got to keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
So you can call me Pit Boss now.
Oh, brother.
Pit Boss. I'm Pit Boss Curry. Pit Boss.
Pit Boss Curry. That could be a good title.
Pit Boss.
So, you know.
Yeah. Oh, here it comes.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I've known you for quite a while. When you say, so you know, it's like dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
Here it comes. Yeah.
You know, we're saving marriages one date at a time. Yeah, I'm telling you, because you know how we talk about going out on dates, and we'll talk about our date in a minute. But my friend Ashley up in Minnesota told me her husband planned to listen. I don't know if he listens to our show. I know that she does.
She didn't have to drop any hints.
Her husband planned a date and even got a babysitter.
Wow.
And they were going out.
Wow.
How about that?
Nice.
We're saving marriages because I harassed you about not dating me.
Saving me. I took you on a date.
I know, but I'm saying we had a little like come to Jesus, like a little
and
bit.
And you will
a while
remind
ago.
Me for another 10
That's
years.
Right. You'll never live it
I'll
down.
I'll never live it down. That's right. That's right. How was your date?
Oh, it was lovely.
Yes. We went to Six Twists here in Fredericksburg.
A local fan favorite over here.
And we had a nice champagne, and we had some fish eggs.
Caviar.
Yeah. Which is that their own house brand?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's just. What a great place that is.
It is lovely.
And Melissa and Bobby and Andre and all these people.
If you ever come
to
Fredericksburg,
so
stop in there and have a glass of champagne.
And they have very affordable glasses or by the bottle or whatever.
I mean,
you can go crazy, but it's really affordable.
Yeah, so we had caviar and truffle
and
fries.
And potato chips.
Truffle fries.
Potato chips.
Yeah, with the little bellinis and the creme fraiche. And we had the truffle fries.
Good. Yeah.
And then you ordered more. You had the mushroom flatbread because that was our dinner. So we basically had appetizers, champagne.
It was good
for dinner, but it was nice. We had a really nice night.
Yes, we did.
We did.
That's right.
It was really.
That's right. It was. Say no more.
was.
That's right.
It was a nice date.
Boost.
Oh, jeez. No, that was nice. It was really nice. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, that's the show, everybody. There you go.
So, I wanted to talk about how we both finally got new slippers.
Thank you for that, by the way. My slippers were about ready to walk out on their own.
We always wear slippers in our house. We have concrete floors, so it's nice to have the... But, I mean, ever since... When I met you, you were wearing those Goofy Toms. Remember that?
Well, I had...
I couldn't stand those.
UGG boots?
You had UGG boots, and then you had those Goofy Toms, those canvas shoes.
Yes.
Remember when we went out on a date?
Yeah. Well, I forgot my shoes, but I had the Toms. I
meet you at this bar, and you're in this nice suit, and I look down, and you have your Toms on. I'm like...
Okay. That was a whole different person.
Anyway.
No, it's a very different dude back then.
But you also had like the UGG boots that you would wear all the time.
I loved my UGG boots. They were great. So you got UGG slippers.
I'm like, we got to change this up. Like, we cannot be wearing UGG boots tucked in with his jeans tucked into them.
So my UGGs graduate, my UGG slippers. Eventually, one pair graduates to, this is what I wear outside to walk the dog.
Yes.
And then the other ones for inside. And they were... What, 2 years old at least?
I looked down at your outside ones and they were splitting at the toes. And I'm like, I got to order. Because usually we get new slippers every year. We've just, for some reason, we didn't get them. I'm like, I got to get this guy new. He's a disgrace to the subdivision.
And these are so, disgrace to the subdivision. These are so nice and comfy. The minute you put on new slippers, brand new slippers, they feel so good, don't they?
I know, but I'm like watching you like a hawk.
No, did you see that I went to the barbecue to do the fillets and I changed my shoes? Did you see? Nice hawk watch.
Oh, I got you trained. I frightened you enough because I'm like, did you walk outside?
Baby, you frightened me with everything. Okay, so I walk in because I was a little tight schedule today and with lunch. And so I've got to go, I got to take a shower after I've done some stuff here in the studio. And I'd already seen you walk, you're schlepping the laundry back and forth. I'm like, it's laundry day. Just stay calm. Stay low. Stay low and slow.
Don't even look at her.
Be invisible. Be invisible.
Don't look at her. Don't look at her.
And I walk in just as you're opening my underwear drawer. You have a stack. And I say, oh, I so appreciate that. And you throw them down. Like, yes. And I said, wow, this is exactly why I'm so traumatized, is because I can't even say thank you. Did you notice that you did that? I mean, it wasn't like a toss.
Well, you were in the way. I was like, you were standing in front of the drawer, so you opened it and I just tossed it.
I broke my own rule. I was in the way of the laundry process.
I did all the laundry today. I folded it and put it away.
I saw you walking with the basket. I'm like, oh.
I know, you put your head down like, don't look at her, don't look at her, don't look at her.
Don't look, don't look.
I got it all done.
And definitely don't say, can I help? Because that's the worst. Because all I know is, I'm already carrying it.
But anyway, so with your slippers, we have a brand new rug in the bathroom, of which every day.
A brand new rug, which a towels go on top of the rug so Phoebe doesn't dirty
Phoebe
it up.
Phoebe destroys. We can't have any nice things.
Well, it's only when she lies on the rugs. That's the only thing she destroys.
So I have this brand new rug, and it's light colors. And so I have to lay towels on it because Phoebe goes in there and lays during the day, and she will destroy it. And it's brand new, and I don't want her to destroy it. And so
we'll see how
goofy.
Long it lasts. Mark down this day, Vineyard Nation. We'll see how long the towels last eventually.
But anyway, I was questioning you whether you were walking on the rug with your slippers that you walked outside with. Yeah.
And yeah.
I'm like, I'm kind of weird about that now.
You don't say. By the way, we buy very cheap rugs for this very $150-$200 rug just for this very reason.
No, that one was $100. It wasn't even.
Exactly. For this very reason because the dog ruins it. That's just what she does.
Yes.
That's her vibe, man.
She does.
Don't harsh her vibe.
She's a dirty, stinky dog.
Well, you know what? She needs to go for a wash.
She needs a She needs a spa treatment.
She does need a spa treatment.
Anyway, so I'm sorry that I'm just so adamant about you walking outside with your slippers and walking inside.
It's okay. It's okay.
Just off lately.
You are the queen. You are the queen.
Because of the new rugs.
I know. I know. I'll wait a month and then everything will be back to normal.
Yeah. Did you notice that you don't have your Jesus sweatshirt on. Did you notice I stretched it out?
Yeah, no, I didn't know.
The hoodie that you think I sabotaged, I actually stretched it out.
Oh, so it'll be ready for my appearance on the next show?
Yeah, at the NRB when you can wear it for your keynote. I got it all ready for you.
I got to tell John Fuller, John, let's do matching Jesus hoodies.
Why didn't you buy him? Why don't you buy?
I get a very short picture of John Fuller from Focus on the Family wearing a Jesus hoodie on stage with me. He's more of a jacket guy. No,
exactly. Yeah. As you should be.
As
too.
I will be too. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I will be too.
So what do you got on your list over there?
That's pretty much it. Yeah. That's pretty much it. You
really?
Know, I had to spend all my time working on a God shot because even though you had...
You're forgetting one of the major things that you did.
I don't know what I've done this
Willie's
week.
Chess tournament. You
oh,
forgot.
My goodness.
That's not even on your list.
I don't have
a
list.
You don't prep for this show. You do not prep for this show.
I don't. I just follow your lead because you're the boss.
What? Why do I have to put things down that you did?
I normally I look at my calendar.
I'm going
like,
on strike.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going on strike.
Okay. There you go. So much for the Great Commission. Everybody... this is how I get Ting Lin to get excited for the show. We're bringing people to Jesus, babe. Don't you know that? Oh, I guess so.
I did not say that.
So Monday morning was the first annual Willie Chess competition at Java Ranch. Now, if you're new to Curry and the Keeper and you're new in Vineyard Nation, this start. How long have I been playing chess with Willie? About a year?
Probably, yeah.
So I met him at church. It's clear that he has some physical issues and speech issues. He told me his story, and I'm like, and so I invited him for coffee. He drives himself, which is scary enough by itself. And he then said, "Do you play chess?" And so we started playing chess almost every Tuesday. It depends, you know, things vary, but it's usually a Tuesday. And was it 2 weeks ago? He texted me. He said, "So we have the first annual Willie chess competition at Java Ranch," which turns out the kids who were the baristas there, they set it all up because he's been playing all kinds of people during the week at Java Ranch. If you come to Fredericksburg, please go to Java Ranch.
The home of lukewarm coffee.
It's great coffee by lukewarm. Great young people. I get a cappuccino, so it's always it's hot.
No, because they have the dispensers. They have the huge dispensers that sit out there all
they'll
day.
They'll heat it up for you.
I know. I had to ask them because I'm like, this is cold.
And so
they don't have any gluten-free snacks. Just saying. Go ahead.
No, it's not a Starbucks, okay? It's Java Ranch. It's for cowboys
and they have
and
couches
locals.
In there. They have couches in there
and tables. Yeah. And I get in there at 10 a.m. There's 20 people, all ages. It's just and the kids had, I'll just call them kids. So they're late teens, early 20s. They had a whole chess program running for sign in. So it arranged who was playing who. There was up to my age, maybe some people a little bit older. And this young 15-year-old girl, Ava, with her mom brought her in. She says, it's so hard to find people to play chess with. And so at first I get assigned with Bill, who I had not met. Bill had a wonderful, beautiful dog. What's the dog's name?
Kind of dog?
It was a doodle thing.
Oh.
It was a shepherd doodle.
And you said it was really cute.
Super cute. It was a mini shepherd doodle, very cute dog. But it didn't have curly hair. It had kind of flat, straight hair. Yeah. Cute dog. Isabel. Cute dog. He had the most amazing chess pieces.
So
that
he was
brought.
The first guy you
he
played?
He was the first guy I played. We played for almost an hour. It was a tense game and I won. And then it turned out I'm playing in the semifinals against Tommy Watson from our church.
Tommy Watson or Tommy Hayes? Because you talked to Tommy Hayes at church today.
Was that Tommy Hayes?
That was Tommy Hayes when we walked in tonight.
That's
and you're
Tommy
like,
Hayes.
So you said you think it was you thought it was Tommy Watts. Do you know the two? Do you know the difference?
I know the difference. I got the names wrong. I know.
So Tommy Hayes was the one that was there.
And Tommy Hayes does maintenance at the church.
No, Tommy Watts.
I don't know who does
Tommy
what.
Tommy Hayes is the one you talked to when we walked up
Tommy
and Gail
Hayes.
Was there.
Tommy Hayes.
Okay. Tommy Watson is the gray-haired guy.
Yeah, different guy.
Yes.
This is Tommy Hayes.
Tommy Hayes. You played
Tom. Tommy Hayes, the gracious. Guy who I talked to. It's a Tommy. I knew his. Hey, Tommy, how you doing, Tommy? Tommy slaughters me within like 6 minutes.
You know what? He's prophetic. He has the Holy Spirit. Like,
man, well, the Holy Spirit was smiling on him.
6 minutes?
I made like one move. Like my second move was just catastrophic. And I lost my queen within minutes. I'm like, oh, man, this is horrible. He wound up winning the whole tournament. And he won the whole tournament. Yes.
Oh.
And the 15-year-old girl, though, he played her in the final. She came in second.
So how did Willie do?
Willie got cut out in early. But it didn't matter. The whole thing was just for fun.
Oh, so you could have been there for hours.
Could have been. Yeah. Well, I had kind of counted on being there a little longer.
I didn't realize he won the whole thing.
How
did they publicize this? Was it just if you go into Java Ranch?
And it was a sign-up sheet at Java Ranch. Yeah.
Oh.
And Willie was texting people and yeah. Oh yeah. And everyone showed up on time. It was fantastic. It was really a lot of fun.
That's fun.
It was great.
That's good.
And of course, it wasn't really about, you know, winning the whole, there were little trophies, you know, that, who brought the trophies? I think Dave brought the trophies.
See, we told Dr. Ken that it was Tommy Watson because yeah. that's who you thought it yeah. was. And he was like, really? He plays chess?
Hey, Tommy Hayes or Tommy Watson. I didn't expect it from either of those guys. Like, what?
Wow. No.
It was small town America at its best because it was organized by the young people who just love Willie and love all the people who come in and play with him and hang out.
So how did they pair you up to
the computer program did it?
Random.
I just assigned it random. You know, so
even though this was Willie's first annual chat, he got bumped early.
He'll never live it down. I can't wait to see him next Tuesday. Bah! Hey, Willie. Bah! He thought it was funny. He was beaming. He was just beaming throughout the whole thing.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was good. I can't wait for next year.
Somebody should have called the local Fredericksburg Gazette
Radio Flyer Post. Yes. They should have, actually. Yeah. I didn't think about
that. That's really cool.
Yeah. It was really, really good. Now I'll take a look and see what else I had. I'm like, I do have a list.
Well, you went. Well, while you were getting your teeth done, I was at Annette's house yesterday afternoon, and I helped organize a portion of her closet. And as I was doing that, I realized, like, I really like doing this. I like organizing.
How many times have I told you that this is your calling? You need to be cleaning up people's closets.
I'm too old.
You should do their laundry too. Yeah.
I don't do anybody. I don't want one.
Well, you do very laundry really well. Your laundry is soft and fluffy and it's great.
I mean,
I'll even take my shrunken hoodies.
Really? Okay.
Not really. No. But you said you stretched my Jesus hoodie out?
I did. I stretched it out because I felt bad because you thought I sabotaged it, even though I really didn't.
Not on purpose.
I didn't. And now I don't put anything in the dryer. So now you have crunchy clothes. You're welcome. Crunchy clothes.
Crunchy clothes. There you go. There's another one for you. All right, crunchy clothes.
Everything is line dried except your underwear and your t-shirts and your socks. Crunchy clothes.
Anyway, so there is a little issue with the top left bridge in my mouth. We're hoping that it'll...
That has been an ongoing problem, which is weird.
Yeah. It's
I think you should get a little money back.
He hasn't charged me anything.
It's effective.
It's a confluence of issues, but... hopefully it'll be okay within 3 months.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. But it's been kind of a slow week. I mean, did you read the newsletter?
No, I did not.
Oh,
And I apologize for that.
Yep. Okay.
Well, now it's because I don't care.
It's because you're too busy.
Let me take a look now.
Busy.
No.
Well, I didn't even save it to.
You didn't save
it? I didn't save it to.
Let me see. Did I didn't see it come in. For some reason. I mean, I only get 8,000 emails. Okay, here we go. Saving marriages. Right. That's the one. Let me see the picture. Is a stupid picture of me. Oh, no. It's a good picture of me.
Oh, brother.
That's the one. Okay. That's how I knew that Craig had responded to it. That's a pretty good picture of me. Mm-hmm. The gloves need to be black instead of white when I'm cutting the brisket.
I know Jimmy said that too. He's like, you need black gloves, dude. Yeah, it looks like you're ready to do surgery.
Well, and I was doing surgery.
And that is Annette's hand in the picture.
Stealing
the... And so it says, Adam slicing his brisket in yet another new hoodie, because that's a new hoodie.
That is. That's the Project of Love, projectoflove.com.
Yep.
And literally when I get that in, you're like, another hoodie. But thank you. You've redistributed my hoodies into different areas now, which is
appreciated. Well, they were taking over the closet or your little side.
Wow.
Your little
What's
side.
What's taking over the closet? My hoodies are on my side that are completely scrunched together, living in poverty in like a tiny home as compared to the three sides you have. I have one short side, mind you, the short side of the closet. My stuff is scrunched together like this. My shirts are, hey, how you doing? Yeah, it's pretty tight in here, isn't it? Yeah, this, yeah, but you, yeah, you've been here a while. You haven't been, you know what? You're all wrinkled.
No, it's like on the ski pants that have like 5 years of dust on them.
Oh, please.
Yes. Are you ever going to wear those ski pants?
When Ever. I go skiing.
When are you going to go skiing?
When the snowpocalypse comes, then snowpocalypse. When the snowpocalypse comes, which it still might. Remember, we're going to global cooling.
Where are you going skiing?
Yeah, it's not for skiing. It's for making snow angels.
Oh, jeez. So seriously, Adam's got these pair of ski pants in his closet, which yeah. I've known him for 10 years now. Yeah. I have never seen him in them. I've never seen you in a pair of sneakers either, ever.
I wore my sneakers one time and you laughed at me. By the way, yeah, this is what I wanted to talk about. Tina's talking about exercise and all this stuff. And we were watching a Seinfeld where they did a sprint race, like a 100-yard dash.
Right.
And Tina's like, and I say, you know, I sprint a little bit. No, you don't. I said, you want to have a race? You want to sprint? I got some kicks in the closet. And you fell on the floor laughing because I have worn them. And the minute I put them on under jeans, you said, don't wear that ever again.
I don't ever remember seeing
this
you.
This is a couple of years back.
The only red, I saw you in red sneakers that you bought for the Red Shoe Luncheon.
I wore my sneakers under blue jeans, and you laughed at me and said, don't ever wear those again.
I don't remember that. Are you sure you got the right girl?
Yes, and I think Elise was there too, and she was laughing too. She's like, what are you wearing? Anyway, I got kicks, and we said, we'll race from the cul-de-sac
to
the mailbox.
I said, I could beat you.
And I'm saying, you cannot beat me.
I can beat you.
You have no chance
of beating me. You have no idea how competitive I am.
You have no idea how lightning I am. I'm like a grease lightning.
You don't even drive fast, and you walk even slower. How are you going to beat me in a running race?
Have you seen the size of my legs?
Why I don't understand why you walk so slow.
Because I intend to live to 98. I'm conserving my energy. It's fine. The race is on.
We're doing it.
I
am taking my phone, and I'm putting it on my tripod, and we're going to race
tripod?
It.
On your tripod? Or your... Your tripod. It's an iPad on steroids. It's a tripod.
My tripod. And I am filming us, and I will beat you.
Yeah. Good luck, sister. You have no idea who you're talking to.
The guy that never works out.
I have all this energy, and it will be ready when I need it. You have no idea. I was a high jumper.
Bring it on,
you
know, baby. That I was not.
Yes, not pole jumping. I was a very good high jumper.
When?
I've never heard seventh grade.
I've never heard this story.
Because you never asked about my athletic skills. Because you just assume.
You did fencing.
Do you know how A, intense, B, competitive fencing is? En garde. Monsieur. En garde.
Anyway, the race
would
is
you,
on.
Would you say ballet is tough?
Yeah.
Fencing
okay,
is
yeah.
ballet.
I take it back. Oh.
Exactly.
She's
Thank
upset.
You. She's like, yep, she's dad like, can win.
She's like, mom.
Yep. Okay. What? Hey. Yeah. She's like, mommy and daddy are having harsh words. I don't like it. What's the matter, okay. Phoebe? What's the matter?
It's okay.
No. She's like, settle down. This is my bedroom.
She's like, mom's going to win.
Okay, mom's going to win.
Anyway.
No, I hope you do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, hope you win.
Yeah. And I'm going to have it on film.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to post
it. So I'm going to get my cruddy ass.
Oh!
My cruddy, excuse me. Sorry. Lord, forgive me. My cruddy kicks. And I'm going
Who calls them kicks anymore?
That's how old they are.
Oh. They're probably going to fall apart when you put them on.
I will have so much speed that the soles will fly off by the finish line. And you'll be like, wow, I can't believe I lost
to him. You do not know how competitive I am.
No, I know how competitive you are, but hey. You don't know how much I got in me.
Yeah. Okay. I can't wait to see
this
that.
This is what. Okay.
Yeah. I'm afraid you're going to injure yourself.
Please. I think we need. Yes, you can put your phone on the tripod, whatever you call it. But I think we need. I think we need a judge.
No.
I think we need someone at the finish line.
Whoever reaches the mailbox first. We don't need anybody watching us. You need to tell the neighbor though to clean the poop out of the street though. Our neighbor, we have this goofy neighbor next door. She's got the little rat dog. What's that dog's name? Fifi.
Fifi.
And she lets that dog poop everywhere. Did you talk to her yet?
No, she hasn't been home.
All right.
No.
Put it on her doorstep. That's what I'm going to end up doing.
You are a fine neighbor. I will find a more tactical way to say, hey, could you just take the poop out of the street?
Rude. Yeah, rude. Well, anyway.
I mean, I pick up Phoebe's.
I know you do.
Monstrous piles.
I know.
I've gotten quite good at it.
I know. And you got a flashlight in your hand and a leash in the other hand.
I'm good at it, man. I'm telling you, I'm good at it.
All right, shall we thank a few people?
No, we got to do the...
Oh, the God Shot. Yes. Oh, yes.
Tina's God Shot.
It's actually Adam's God Shot.
Except...
I asked you to do it today.
Yeah.
I figured I'd, throw you a bone. You haven't done it for a while.
Oh, wow.
I know you would like to.
So this is not really about me, but kind of about me.
Okay.
I've been reading my Founder's Bible, which if you've ever seen, you need to get a Founder's Bible. It is one of the most amazing Bibles because it's interspersed with our founding fathers, the early presidents, but really all the way up through modern day almost. I mean, and probably the up until Reagan, I guess. I'm not sure when the last version of it was made. And you really see that our whole country was founded on the Bible. The forefathers were driven literally to commission to bring the gospel to the new world. Our Constitution, our Federalist Papers, everything is and what all these guys wrote about, and I'm talking all the guys with the beards and the hair and the whole thing. All Bible stuff. And it's just, it's mind blowing if you don't, when you realize I wasn't taught any of this.
Isn't that crazy? We're not taught that. We were not taught that in school.
And this happened because in 1947, they had Emerson County versus the school board and they reinterpreted the First Amendment, which starts with the government shall make no law against the freedom to establish religion and to exercise it however you want to. Freedom of speech comes after that, actually. Mm-hmm. So that was, and this is all in the Founders Bible, that was later contorted right after the Second World War to mean, well, you can't have the Bible in government. It was always meant for the government can't interfere with religion or with your faith, really about what men or women have in their heads, what you're thinking about. And that's been turned around into, well, you can't pray in school and all. It's a travesty.
Yes.
How this was turned around. So I was reading about John Quincy Adams, and he was very disturbed about. And this is early on before we had the Bill of Rights, which in the amendments, which includes freedom of speech, mm-hmm. and there was this kind of. Quarrel, I shall say, between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, which you can almost see as Democrats and Republicans mm-hmm. of the day. Mm-hmm. So the Federalists really wanted much more government control, and the Anti-Federalists said, no, we have to have states' rights and individual rights, which became our Bill of Rights, the unalienable rights that you get from God, our Creator, and that turned into the First Amendments. And he was very disturbed by this ongoing. It was years of disagreement, and it reminded me of what I'm seeing whenever I look at social media. That's all I see is, yelling, and it's the same right now with the confirmation hearings. It's left versus right, mm-hmm. red versus blue, up versus down, black versus white, and it's disturbing to see because we really kind of all want the same thing in America, and so we're stomping on each other, and you get really worried about evil and like what kind of evil is on the other side. And he wrote in his papers, he said, you know, I was reading...
John Adams,
mm-hmm. Yes. I was reading, and there was a big argument between Jefferson and... I forget who the other guy was, but they were both Jefferson and Madison. Mm-hmm. So Madison was a Federalist, if I think I have it right, and Jefferson was an anti-Federalist. And they had been friends until this, and then they became huge enemies. And it was just like, this is exactly what our country has gone through before. And he was so worried about the evil that was portraying itself. And he said, but I was so, he wrote in his diary, I became very peaceful after reading Psalm 34 mm-hmm. and 1-4. And then actually verse 34. And it was actually kind of, this now pertains to me. Like I read this, like, oh, I really don't have to be so worried about what I'm seeing and how crazy some people can be, because Psalm 34 verse 1-4 says, don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. And the psalm ends at 34, which he also referenced in his diary. Put your hope in the Lord. Travel steady along his path. He will honor you by giving you the land. You will see the wicked destroyed. Mm. And so that really tells me, you don't need to go stomping around and be worried about what some idiot is saying on social media or on the news or whatever, because what some senator is pontificating to get a soundbite. You will see the wicked destroyed. You don't have to worry
about
it.
Right, because God is watching all of it.
God is watching all of it.
He will take care of it. That's why I always say the ultimate judge is him.
Yes. Yeah. And it just felt so good. And to know that 250 years ago, there was a guy, John Quincy Adams, who, you know, one of our founders, who had these same feelings about our country and about what people were doing, and he got great solace from this. And reading his own words about how he read that psalm, and it just put him at peace and at ease. That made me feel really good this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So that is where my God shot comes from.
That's Founders Bible. Maybe I should start reading from that, too. I know you really enjoy that.
It is so, I mean.
You bought one as a gift for somebody.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And this Founders Bible was a gift for me on my baptism.
Yes.
And so it's really about a quarter of that big book is the Bible. Old and New Testament, and all the rest is all this other stuff.
It's the history.
It's the history of our
country.
That's
really cool. Pastor Jimmy's reading it too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've read it before, and it's something you come back to, and you can.
You switch Bibles all the time.
I love doing that. Yeah. So, but now I'm just kind of needle dropping, or I'll read a devotional, then I'll go and take a look at that scripture in the Founders Bible, and lo and behold, there will be a whole story about one of our
early
presidents
cool.
or forefathers who wrote something about it or related
that's really
to
cool,
it.
Babe.
They used to pray in the Capitol building.
Really?
The Great Hall in the Capitol was a church.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Now, how far we've come.
No kidding.
Time for a great awakening, a third great awakening.
Yes.
It's about time.
Yeah.
We learned that today.
Yes, we did.
The great awakening changes culture.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Very good, babe. Good job.
Oh, thank you.
A+.
You approve? Oh, A+. Oh, thank you. I feel so good.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole Sokas.
Easy on the microphone.
Sorry.
That's right.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Did your head hurt? What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from Nicole.
What happened, babe? Did your head hurt?
I got like a headache in the back of my ear all of a sudden.
The back of your ear? Was that when I hit the jingle?
Maybe.
Just pierced?
No, it just... I'm fine.
We are value for value, which means we send everything out just for you to enjoy. If you ever feel like sending something back or giving us some value, you can go to curringthekeeper.com. There's many different ways you can do it. We love getting value for value through the modern podcast apps. A lot of people are using the Fountain app. We got a lot of people supporting us today. It's quite Let me see. It's quite amazing what the blessings we get for this show is fantastic. And of course, we have a P.O. box. We haven't checked it this week.
No, I have not checked it.
But we love it when you send us anything, card, note, or just an email. It's all good. We appreciate it. And of course, we want to thank people who supported us. And right off the top, with 100,000 Satoshis.
What?
There's Craig.
Oh, my gosh.
And Craig, so Craig, he sends 100,000 sats.
You says, gift us with your talent every week.
He says, ha ha, the hoodie movement continues.
Oh, that's right. You got to tell that story.
He said, well, yes. So we went to Backwoods Barbecue to meet up with Craig and Calvin and Pastor Jimmy and Annette. I had bet Tina $5 because I wore a shirt. They wear a shirt? I didn't wear a hoodie.
You did not wear a hoodie, yes.
And I said, I'll bet you $5 that Dame Annette is going to say, oh, he's not wearing a hoodie. And within 2 minutes, it was Craig who said, you're not wearing a hoodie. So bets are off. Anyway, he says, I'm officially calling them the Hill Country Sports Coat.
Oh.
Thank you. Tina, he says, it's time to embrace the trend.
Oh, please, Craig.
Merch, anyone? Yeah. It was so great seeing everyone last week. Calvin was especially excited. He really wanted to make sure Pastor Jimmy got to see the guitars he built at school. He made some beautiful guitars. His acoustic guitar was, I mean, a piece of art.
Wow.
And he had two electric guitars. I mean, just,
I'm excited to see what God's going to do with him. Oh, I really
God's,
am.
God's got
Craig,
plans
that
for that young
so
man.
So kind. Thank yes. you. We always love seeing you.
He goes on to say he put a lot of work into them, is pretty proud, rightfully so. Yes. And of course, we now have WeinbergGuitars.com. Weinberg oh. Guitars.
Okay.
WeinbergGuitars.com. And WGuitars.com, which may be even easier. Stay tuned, he says. Always a great time with the Curry and the Keeper and Living Up in a Down World cruise. KTLD and KYBO, you betcha. Thank you, Craig. That's very kind. You did not have to do that.
Oh, I can't pull it up. Weinberg, W-E-I.
Yeah, or just WGuitars.com.
WGuitars.com. That's better.
Does it have it there? What do you see?
Let me see.
Is the website up?
I'm getting this site can't be reached.
Well, you don't know what you're doing. Let me take a look.
WGuitars.
Let me see.
.com.
WGuitars.
Oh, nice. It's a picture of Calvin and one of his guitars. Wow.
Let me see. You got it going? Oh, yeah. Nice.
It's one page.
Oh, look at him, handsome devil.
Was that one of the guitars that he brought?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, it's like an 8-string guitar.
Beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Good picture, too.
Gorgeous.
Very cool.
Nice.
W Guitars. Well, there you go. You can get your custom handmade guitar. Coming with $100 to the PayPal, Michael Anastasio, OG Salmonier, and he says, young couple, I just got back from Vegas, wanted to share some of my winnings with my favorite
wow.
couple. Hashtag free the hoodies.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you. See, people are on my side. People know.
Free the hoodies. Yep.
And here we go. My brother, Pastor Jimmy, coming in.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. That is very,
thank
very
kind.
Thank
you for hashtag free the hoodies.
But come on, man.
Hashtag free the hoodies, everybody. There's Pastor Jimmy coming in with 77,777 Satoshis. And he says, ha-ha, hoodies for all occasions.
Oh, gosh.
You are on the losing side of this. And Dame Annette didn't even realize you dressed up to go for barbecue. Another great podcast from our besties, KTLD and KYBO. Yes. And of course, let me just hit the jingle. They've been doing some good episodes as well. Living Up in a Down World, livingupinadownworld.com. Please check out their podcast.
Yes.
Dame Annette has been taking over the show.
Good.
Just
as it should be.
Taking over the show.
Good.
Then we have John Taylor. Has John Taylor? I don't know.
I don't recognize that.
I don't recognize. So we'll decant him.
You've been decanted.
Just in case. $50 from John Taylor.
Thank you, John.
And he says, for steaks and wine.
Oh.
Thank you. We will spend it on exactly that.
Yes.
20,000 Satoshis. He's back. Sarzo. Remember Sarzo boosted us last week?
Yes.
He says, I laughed even more after this episode, Tina. I'm emptying out my account balance. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, Adam was on fire.
Whoa.
Hashtag free the hoodie.
Hashtag free. Just saying, free the hoodie. Uh-huh. Hey, there's a mini striper boost coming in, 7777 from Sir Brian with an I. He says, did anyone else witness the rare sighting on Sunday? There were news cameras everywhere. Was it Bigfoot? No. Was it Halley's Comet? No. It was actually just Adam being nice to me on No Agenda. And who says money can't buy you love? January 26th is now a federal holiday. No banks, no school. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening. Oh, he's crossing shows here.
Yeah.
He made a donation to...
Yes. Well, of course, but I'm always nice to him. I'm always nice. Was ich lebe, neckt das Leipzig.
Oh.
Is what you heard is what you love.
Oh.
That's German. Okay. Of course, the Germans would come up with that.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you,
Sir Brian with an I. 5035 comic strip blogger.
Oh, CSB.
Howdy, lovebirds. Tina Adam.
Hi.
This week, I would like to recommend to you and your audience a movie. Oh, a movie titled Real Pain.
Oh.
It's available.
Sounds like a
winner.
Little ditty.
It's available on digital platforms for purchase and also for streaming on Hulu for 2 weeks. It's nominated for 2 Oscars and it will win if I donate $115 per Oscar to celebrate. It's nominated for 2 Oscars and if it wins, I'll donate $115 per Oscar that they win to celebrate.
Oh, okay.
No, we're all in.
What do
now.
We do? Vote?
Members of the Academy. Oh. We can't vote. By the way,
yes.
We've been watching Landman.
Yes.
Which I think we just love that show.
We do. The cussing and the sexual stuff is a little over the top.
It's a little over the top. The cussing is, you know.
Oh my gosh. Bob Thornton, he's dropping the F-bomb every other word.
But that's what you do in the patch.
Yeah.
And then his crazy
ex-wife and the daughter. And it's a little much, but the story about what's happening out in the patch.
Yeah, and I feel like I understand our oil baron's business.
But he's
even
like,
better.
That's not right at all.
Exactly right. Yes, well, it's a good show.
It is a good show.
We do enjoy it.
Yes.
$5 from Timothy Emery. Thank you very much,
Timothy.
$5 from Randall Black. Thank you, Randall.
And
of course, we still appreciate your couple's devotional.
We think about you
so
every
much.
Day
we
when
do.
We open that
we
book.
We do.
Yeah.
Rove Ducks 2222 from David Larson. He says, holy smoke and voodoo seasonings are the best.
Yes.
Curious if you used one and how your brisket turned out. Well, we did not. We did not use that. Do you
I
have
don't
that?
Even know where to, I don't know where to get that.
I'm sure you can get it online.
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
Well, I'll look
voodoo.
For that. We have 3 more.
Okay. And of course, we explained how it all went down.
Yes. So
thank you for that. There's Randy Black again with 1321. And he says, attention, members of Vineyard Nation, be sure that you support the Value for Value music shows in the Valueverse.
Yes.
Oh, here's a list. Sats and Sounds, so you can get these all on Fountain, lnbeats.com. Sats and Sounds, Upbeats, Lightning Thrashes, It's a Mood, Phantom Power Music Hour, Mutton and Meat and Music, Flognar, Keep the Music Playing, Homegrown Hits, Before the Schemes, and M2H2 are all active and providing you with great value for value tracks each and every week. KTLD, KYBO, and Go Podcast. Thank you, Randy.
Yes, thank you, Randy.
Yeah, they are really good. And, of course, a lot of those shows feature many. There's some of the artists who were even at the Boostergram Ball Live. So it's fabulous.
Yes.
And thank you all so much for supporting
us.
Thank you. It was great. Love that.
Yes.
Nice list.
Yeah.
So we got executive producers, associate executive producers.
Yeah.
And did you prepare one?
Yes, of course.
Know what it's time for.
Yeah, here it comes.
The question of the week.
Let's see how bad I can screw this one up.
You won't.
No, I won't.
It's descriptive.
The question of the week.
It's the question of the week. Tina knows the question, so it's all new to me, but she has her answer prepared. You have a very devilish look on your face.
No, this is an easy question. I thought this would be interesting because I don't know this.
About me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what was your bedroom like as a child?
So, as a young child, this will not surprise you. I had this, I don't know why, but from time to time, I would put string up. Now, this is when I was 6 or 7. And I would have a ball of string, And it would go around the bed and across the lamp. And it would be like a huge string.
Like a spider web?
Like a spider web inside my bedroom. And my mom would just sit there and laugh. And after about a week, she would make me take it down. I had string. This is when I was very young.
Why?
I can't remember. I loved doing it. Then later, I had my own phone.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Who were you calling?
Well, I use it for computer modems. Oh. I had my own TV, which was
black. You were spoiled.
No, I bought this myself, and I restored them. I fixed the tubes, and then I pulled the. Cause I didn't have. It wasn't a remote, just a black and white TV, and I pulled the control panel out, so I had a remote control that I could operate from my bed.
Oh my god!
I also electrocuted myself pretty badly with that one. There's a lot of voltage going through that thing, so I had. It was a mess, and my mom would say, you do whatever you want. Keep your door closed. I don't want to see it. There would be a pie, just a layer of stuff on the floor.
You would just walk on it? Or you just create a little path?
I knew how to get a path.
Oh.
There would be transmitters, radios, records, record players.
I could totally see it. Just like our garage.
Books, book bags.
Like our garage. Well, but it's in boxes now.
Yeah. So not at all like the garage. It would have been the garage without boxes and everything strewn out across the floor. Wires everywhere. Wires going out the window to antennas on the roof. Yeah. That was my bedroom.
All right.
I did have my own bedroom, and I'm pretty sure you're going to tell me you didn't.
No. Well, you know, we were in this little three-bedroom house. And the one bedroom.
Five daughters.
The smallest bedroom was probably the size of our closet, so it was really small. So I remember the big bedroom. Gosh, I think my mom bought those like white princess beds for us. I remember that. We had the white princess bedroom furniture.
That's kind of cute.
Yes, and I think we had a trendle bed too.
But like a little thing above your bed, the princess bed?
No, canopy. Canopy. And we had a trendle bed because there was...
What's a trendle bed?
It's the mattress that goes underneath the bed. So we had to pull it out because we were all in this room. Yeah. But I remember in that room, I remember having posters of Donny Osmond and Tony DeFranco.
Tony DeFranco?
Remember Tony from the DeFrancos?
The Tony DeFranco?
Yes. And I had them on the wall.
Who
and
was
I would
Tony DeFranco?
And I remember singing Puppy Love.
And they called it Puppy Love.
And I was like, I was so in love with Donny Osmond. So in love with him.
Tony DeFranco. He has a Twitter.
Oh, he does?
Oh, Tony don't look like a young Tony no more. Let me tell you that.
Well, he's probably my age, so he's probably super old.
He was cute. He was kind of like a Donny Osmond,
yes,
too, wasn't he?
Yes, of the DeFrancos. Yes.
Well, who were the DeFrancos? They were
It was just another,
group?
Like, yes.
Oh, they were from Canada.
Oh, were they from Canada? Yeah, he kind of looked like Donny Osmond.
What was their song, man? What was their hit?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Let me see.
But I used to get Tiger Beat magazine.
I was in Tiger Beat at one point.
Yeah, but I was in my 20s by the time.
You were
I was
beyond
like,
Tiger Beat age, I way, understand.
I was into Cosmopolitan by then.
I was in Tiger Beat like Hottie of the Week. Hunk of the Month.
Hunk of the Month.
Once.
Hunk of the Month.
I wasn't on the cover. I had an insert on the cover.
But it said Hunk of the Month?
It was Hottie of the Week or Hunk of the Month or something. Adam Curry from MTV. He's so dreamy.
But once I moved out, once I got older and I was in high school, I got to move to the small room. And so I had my... I had my own bedroom in that small room, and I just, you know, I was very organized, very organized. I had a baker's rack in there that had all sorts of stuff. I had my hope chest, hopeless chest.
Why does that not surprise me that you were organized?
Yeah. But I had to share a room for a long time, and then I was out of there as soon as I turned 18. I'm like, see ya.
Yeah, and
then
went to share it with your boyfriend.
Yes, I lived in sin. Yes, I need to repent for that one.
Well, I love that I have absolutely nothing to say about our bedroom right now. I just love that I'm allowed to be there.
Yes.
Nothing in there
as
is my idea.
As long as you sleep straight.
Oh, my goodness.
No more on the diagonal.
She's like, I'm not aligned properly. Could you please move your legs over? Yeah, you're pushing me crooked here. Listen, I have to have my line straight when I'm sleeping.
Listen, I could be much worse.
Yeah, you're right. And with that, Mrs. Curry, I love you. I look forward to our next show.
I love you too, my love.
See you next week, everybody.
In the evening. Vineyard Nation.
With Curry and the Keeper.